Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today on the Daily Spotlight is Jonathan Keller, president of California Family Council. This week, we've been talking about the NIFLA case coming out of your state before the Supreme Court. The win in all of this that I recognize is the wonderful work that pro-life pregnancy centers do. At no charge and no government tax dollars, just the practical resources, information, and emotional support they provide women, but also to promote a culture of life. It's winning the day. And I think that's why those on the other side, they feel threatened about the work and the effectiveness that pregnancy centers are having across the nation. It's beautiful to see.
It really is. And like you said, I think this hidden blessing of this case is that rather than some of these bad ideas we get out of California infecting the rest of the nation, instead, we could actually inoculate the rest of the nation.
Absolutely.
I would love to see that happen. Instead of this case being used as a club to beat down pregnancy centers, I would love to see it used as a megaphone to trumpet the great work that is being done by people of faith in these pregnancy centers all across the country. Karen, a lot of people may not know this, but nationwide, there are only about 700 abortion facilities. There are almost 2,500 pro-life pregnancy centers. They outnumber abortion clinics by almost 4-1. And yet, you'd think in the media that Planned Parenthood and other abortion facilities were the only places in our country where a woman can go and get help with her unplanned pregnancy. I think, if anything, this case has that opportunity to really highlight the fact that these centers are doing amazing work. They're doing it almost entirely, totally free of charge and free of government dollars. And I think that's a message that all of us should welcome and should be grateful for.
I agree wholeheartedly. Jonathan, I want to thank you for taking time to visit with our listeners and share the message of hope. God bless you, Jonathan. Thank you for joining us on the Daily Spotlight.
Thanks, Karen. God bless, and God bless all your listeners there in the great state of Nebraska.